an email this morning from a very close and dear Talmud, Rabbi Richard Schindelheim, and his wife, Be'ezus Hashem B'Shah Tov, is expecting soon, and he wanted to know what the halachos are for preparing for a birth on Shabbos. And this is a question, obviously, that a rabbi of a community with a lot of young people gets a lot in terms of how to prepare for a Shabbos birth. So let's go through the inyan, not really going through the sugya, but just the bottom line halacha of what one is supposed to do. First of all, a person should chachamin of barosho. A person has to realize that you can't just wait till the last minute, till it's Shabbos, and then say, oh no, now what do I do? As much as we can prepare in advance to try to figure out, to minimize the chil Shabbos, we should try to prepare in advance, within reason. So for example, when one registers in a hospital, you have to sign a whole bunch of papers to register in the hospital. For women who are pregnant, they could do a pre-registration in the hospital where they're not registering as they show up in active labor. In fact, the hospitals very often prefer that you do a pre-registration because they don't want to have to worry about your registration and your paperwork when you're in active labor and you're trying to get a baby out of you. So so that's certainly recommended, so you don't have to come to any issue of signing anything. Now, if for whatever reason a woman does have to sign something on Shabbos when she's in labor, so it's better that she sign with her left hand, that she do some sort of shinui. Now, a lot of times they'll ask you questions. They'll start asking you relevant medical history and things like that. And that is, even if you did a pre-registration, and they'll be filling in notes as they're asking you questions. Now, they write down, they're writing as they're asking you questions. So if the person in charge of the attending nurse is not Jewish, so both the wife and the husband can answer all the relevant questions, and as long as they're not filling out the forms, it's the guy that's filling out the forms, that's perfectly fine, because the guy is adaited to nafshikavid. Really, you're just giving them the information. If they had a photographic memory, they'd remember the information. They're writing down the information so that, because they don't have a photographic memory, and it's going to help them remember the information and give that information to all the doctors, all the nurses, and whoever else might come into the room, and if there's any pertinent information that they need to know, they'll have that on the list. But that's adaited to nafshikavid. If the person is Jewish, so then it's really best to not have a Jew writing down this information. But if it's relevant medical information, it's not just stam information that's irrelevant, but if it's relevant medical information, so then it would be mutter to say it to a Jew, because that's part of the pikuach nefesh situation of giving birth, of having a baby. Now, to get to a hospital on Shabbos, there are multiple ways that one can get to a hospital. One way a person can get to a hospital is by walking, if you're within walking distance of a hospital. Most people don't live within walking distance of a hospital, and even those who do, very often a woman who's already in labor is unable to walk, let's say it's a mile away or 2 miles away, is unable to walk that mile or 2 miles to the hospital. But if you happen to live near the hospital, so then it's and you're not, the labor is not yet advanced, it's just you know, the contractions every, you know, whatever, 10 minutes or so or something like that, so and sometimes they'll even tell them, go take a walk and maybe it will speed things up a little bit, so let that walk be to the hospital. That would be great, that would be wonderful. Rav Shechter is even of the opinion that a woman has an obligation to spend Shabbos within walking distance of the hospital during the 9th month of pregnancy. Most poskim, I think, do not go quite that far. So some poskim want to say that during the 4th week of the 9th month, the 4th Shabbos of the 9th month of pregnancy, when it's really close, so maybe at that point already you should spend Shabbos near the hospital. Others say that you don't have to assume that you're going to give birth on Shabbos. You could assume that it's, you know, there's 6 out of 7 chance that you don't give birth on Shabbos, so you could stay in your house, stay where you are, but now you're going to have to get to the hospital. So there, one way to get to the hospital is by driving. The other way is by taking a taxi. Generally speaking, Amira La'akum is the lesser isser than actually driving yourself. Every time a person drives a car, every time you hit the gas pedal, it's a malacha d'oraisa. Every time you hit the brake, it's a malacha at least midrabanan, perhaps also midoraisa. So you have serious issues when it comes to driving a car on Shabbos. So it's certainly better to have a non-Jew take you in a taxi. Now, if you're going to have a non-Jew take, but that's only if you have time for that. If there's time for the non-Jew to get you there, and it's not going to cause any health problems, not going to cause any delays, so then that's certainly the preferable thing to do. Paying for the taxi is an issue. It's best to call up the taxi company in advance before Shabbos, ask them how much it would cost to go from your house to the hospital. hospital put aside that amount of money in an envelope in advance, and then when the taxi comes on Shabbos, first of all, make sure the taxi driver opens up all the doors for you, because again, you're trying to minimize Chil Shabbos as much as possible, so you have the guy do everything for you. You should also make sure it's a non-Jewish taxi, and you should have them. I once had a friend of mine tell me that he called up the taxi company before Shabbos, and he said, "I need a non-Jewish driver. I cannot have a Jewish driver. I do not want a Jewish driver." And he was the next day. They actually had to call the taxi, and the taxi driver came, and he overheard on the radio where the dispatcher said on the radio to the taxi driver, "Did you pick up those anti-Semites yet?" You know, the ones that insisted on no Jewish driver. Didn't realize that they wanted a non-Jewish driver, not because they were anti-Semites, but because they were Jews and they didn't want a Jew doing malacha for them. But if the taxi driver should open the door for you, and the taxi driver should come and take the envelope of money. And locally here in the Five Towns, they have a great system where you don't even have to have money. The Hatzalah gives out taxi cards from Town Taxi, where you could just give the card to the taxi company, and the taxi company gets paid from Hatzalah. And people are supposed to remember, although from what I understand, a very small percentage of people actually do remember, but people are supposed to remember to then pay back Hatzalah afterwards, because Hatzalah is laying out the money for them. But that's a wonderful thing, and you don't have to worry about the money either. If you have too much money and the driver wants to give you change, you're certainly not allowed to take the change from the driver. Now, if you can't take a taxi, there's no time to take a taxi, then you can drive a car on Shabbos, obviously, to get the woman to the hospital, because she is considered chol hashiyesh basakana, she is considered to be dangerously ill while she is in labor. But if you're going to be taking your car, or there's a high likelihood that you're going to be taking your car, you should try to minimize the chol Shabbos in terms of what you're bringing in your car. So your driver's license, your insurance card, your registration, that you need to have in the car. But if you have all this other junk in your car, you should try to clean out your car as much as you can, because there's no reason you should be motzi all that other stuff chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. Some poskim hold that like I said before, to stay near the hospital, but again, many hold that's not necessary. Now, very often a woman has a bag, a hospital bag that she prepares in advance that she's going to bring with her. Not all the poskim are convinced that if you go on Shabbos that you really need all of the things that are in that hospital bag. In Minchas Yitzchak writes in Chel Chesim Lamed Siv Kata on Aleph, that the suitcase with all the necessary items can be taken, but only if a non-Jew takes it. If you're taking it, then you should not take it. Whereas other poskim say, regardless, you shouldn't take whatever is not necessary for Shabbos. Meaning, as soon as Shabbos is over, someone else will be able to come to the hospital, a parent, an in-law, the husband will be able to go back and get whatever else she needs. What does she need for the actual delivery? That's what should be in the bag. So that does not include, for the actual delivery, she does not need a camera, she does not need a cell phone, she does not need, a lot of these things are not really necessary for the actual delivery. Even extra clothing to change into afterwards, the hospital provides something, they'll provide some sort of gown or whatever that may not be the most comfortable, but it's something. So all of these extra things, it could be that it's best not to take all those things to the hospital, provided that you have what you need for that day. Now, if you need a sitter for Shabbos, you need a talis for the husband or whatever to bring food for Shabbos, if they don't have ample food in the hospital, kosher food, so then one is allowed to take that in the bag on Shabbos. Now, the woman who's in labor can have other people accompany her to the hospital to the extent that she feels it's necessary. Meaning, if she feels that she needs her husband to be there, which she usually does, so then the husband can accompany her even if she's taking a taxi. Obviously, if the husband's driving, he's going to accompany her. If she feels that she needs her mother there or a coach of some sort, so she can pick up that person. Very often, you have an issue with the children. If she has other older children that she doesn't want to leave alone at home, so it's best to arrange in advance to arrange babysitting for the kids, that someone should cover you at home. If you can't, then you're allowed to put the children in the car, bring them somewhere where you can drop them off, even if it's out of your way, and so that they'll be safe, and then go to the hospital. What if she goes to the hospital and she's informed on Shabbos that it's a false labor, that she's not really in labor? Go home, they tell her. So if she's up to it and she lives very close, so she can walk home. If it's almost the end of Shabbos, it's an hour or two till the end of Shabbos, so stay in the lobby of the hospital till the end of Shabbos. There's no reason to be Mechal Shabbos. But if it's early on in Shabbos, middle of the night on Friday night, and they say, go home, we can't admit you to the hospital, you should go home. So then, again, most posts can assume that you can take a non-Jew drive in that situation to take her home. So it's a discussion in the post whether the husband's also allowed to go in the car. Maybe he has to stay in the hospital. But I think Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach held that the husband is allowed to go in the car, because if she's so atat, holding by giving birth, it's going to be it's going to cause her a lot of tsar to know that her husband's not there and available for her in case she may need his help. There's also a discussion in the post when the husband's driving, if he should drive in the normal manner, or if he should try to hit the gas as few times as possible, because each time he hits the gas or the brakes as few times as possible, because each time he hits the gas and the brakes, it's a new malacha. I think the overwhelming majority of poskim assume to drive normally, because doing anything other than driving normally is unsafe. And the key is you want to get to the hospital. You want to actually make sure you make it there in one piece. You're allowed to go to a hospital that's further away from your house if that's a superior hospital, if the care there is superior, and any hospital that you are pre-registered at or where your doctor is there, that's considered to be a superior hospital. If you're out of town and your doctor's not in any of the hospitals, then you should go to the closest hospital that has equivalent care, even if it's more expensive. Even if it's more expensive to go to a closer hospital, money should not be a determining factor in any of this. Now, once you're driving to the hospital, you get to the hospital and you have your car, so you're allowed to drive the car, you're allowed to hit the gas, you're allowed to turn on the car. You should do with the shinoi as much as possible, turning on the car, you know, turning the ignition should be done with the shinoi if you can. But everything you do, if you can, you should do with the shinoi. But once you get to the hospital, now she's there, she's at the hospital, pikuach nefesh is now... Is you've taken care of it. You've gotten her to the hospital. So obviously you need to get through the electronic doors, and if you could wait till a guy walks through the doors, that's best. If you can't wait, so don't. And you can take in it. She can take an elevator, because a woman in labor is not going to be able to go up the stairs. So that's fine as well. But what about your car? You have a car running, and the woman's not in the car anymore. So if you pull in by the emergency room where she can go straight into the hospital, your car is stuck in this driveway, and it's not allowed to stay there. You'll get a ticket or you'll get towed. So what the halacha is, you have to get a ticket to get towed rather than be Mechal Shabbos. You can't just move your car stam because you want to move your car because it's in the way. What you can do is you can pull into a valet if they have a valet. In North Shore, I know they always have a valet. It's more expensive. But no, that's what we do to avoid being Mechal Shabbos. You pay a few extra dollars and you let them valet, or you ask a guy to move your car for you because you can't move your car, and you certainly cannot turn off your car at that point in time. When a woman goes into labor on Shabbos, the first thing to do is, and really when she goes into labor ever, but especially on Shabbos, and whenever you have any medical emergency on Shabbos, a lot of people don't realize this, they'll do all sorts of Chil Shabbos rather than pick up the phone and call the doctor. The lowest level of Chil Shabbos that they will be doing is making a phone call. That's Nisud Rabbanan. Once you're getting into a car, you're talking about multiple Yisurim Daraisa. The first thing she should do is call her doctor and get the doctor's advice of what to do. Meaning the doctor will know if this is actual labor, if it's not, how much time she has, or may be able to advise her. So if the doctor says, don't go anywhere, so don't go anywhere. If the doctor says, you need to go now, so then you need to go now. Now, if you call the doctor, again, similar to the car, you're allowed to call the doctor, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to call the doctor. Hanging up the phone is not so pashut. Why would you be allowed to hang up the phone, put the phone back on the receiver in the old style phones, or hit the button to turn the phone off? Whatever phone it is, to hit the button to turn the phone off. If you're not going to use it anymore, the doctor says get to the hospital, and there you don't think you're going to need to call the doctor again. So then lechara, one should not hang up the phone. But again, a woman in labor is considered chol sheyesh ba sakana. That status of chol sheyesh ba sakana begins either when she sees a flow of blood, or when her water breaks, according to most poskim. She doesn't become a nida necessarily when her water breaks, unless there's blood in there. But she does have a size of chalash yesh pasakana once her water breaks. If she can't walk by herself, if she's on the birthing bed, she's on the delivery table, she becomes a chalash yesh pasakana. Or if the cervix is dilated to more than 3 centimeters, most poskim would hold, she also has the status of a chalash yesh pasakana. So those are some of the basics about scheduling, not scheduling labor. You never schedule it on Shabbos, but about planning for a labor on Shabbos and actually going through labor on Shabbos.